I was going through a cabinet drawer the other day where I kept VHS movies, big black plastic spools of Britland old tapes. Of course, I don't have a machine to play them on anymore. Kind of like having an 8-track to go with my CD player, although my CD player still has a hole for cassette tapes, and I remembered I have another drawer full of those. Anybody remember floppy disks? All those computer storage strategies now as obsolete as print film? I got a drawer of those too, plus the zip disk, plus the drivers. Be worth a cool million on eBay someday, or else I'll be hauling them along with my Beta video player and my 35mm Nikon to Antiques Roadshow next time they roll into the Stamboulopoulos Convention Center. If you don't think the world is racing right along lickety-split, dig through a couple of boxes in the back of the basement or the top of the closet. It's a time capsule of the second half of the 20th century, the century disappearing in the rear view of your Prius. Trouble with living at the beginning of the industrial age, or now the digital age, you got one foot in, one toe out, sort of like Stamboulopoulos and the mainland drifting breakneck away from the island. The bridge gets rebuilt every few months, and some of us just figure it's easier to stay home. Stay long enough, and we'll be swimming to get into town. Fancy transponder, pay-as-you-drive boost, no cash or credit accepted. Sign up on your computer, but you better have DSL and online checking. I tell my buddies here on the South End who figure time must stand still or else they'll die in a Mabana Sunset Villa before they're left hopelessly behind, fossils frozen and dry in mud, they better get off their rocker and take a couple of computer courses. Another few years and they won't know how to turn on a TV, much less figure out the latest changes in Windows 27. Then we'll see how old age in the 21st century looks to them without American Idol or Wheel of Fortune to fill an evening with electronic pablum.